Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am John Batchelor. The trade deadline. It's talk that Major League Baseball loves this time of year. What is to be done about the team that wants to go the last month with all of its exaggerations taken care of by that one trade that makes everything perfect this year? The trade deadline. I welcome Thaddeus McCotter, writing in American Greatness, as the Republicans approach the trade deadline. Thaddeus, the Republicans have a challenge. Donald Trump is called inevitable. What does the trade deadline mean for the Republicans right now?
Good evening to you, John. Well, for the Republicans, it's a little different than the Democrats. As we've discussed previously, the Democrats seem to be willing to trade the individual who won in 2020 by whatever means necessary, Joe Biden, and replace him with Gavin Newsom because they believe that that's their best bet in 24, or somebody else, because there may be some tension, which we can talk about later. But right now, we're focused on the GOP. And so it looks like the Democrats may be willing to trade out Joe Biden to improve their nominee for 2024. The Republicans are looking at Donald Trump, even though he was defeated in 2020, but they're looking at keeping him for 2024. So it seems a little incongruous, but that's where we are. So with the trade deadline passed, it looks like the Democrats may make a move, or at least are looking at doing it. The Republicans seem not ready to make a move because Trump, as you said, is running strong in the polls. But when you also look at it, John, there's talk of Gavin Newsom debating Governor DeSantis of Florida, who's a challenger to Donald Trump. So that tells me that it's time to look at the waiver wire. What the waiver wire is after the trade deadline passes, you can put somebody on waivers and other teams can pick them up to improve their ball clubs. You can also trade them if they clear waivers, but that's a little technical. So in short, what does it take to be put on waivers and have the Republican Party decide that we're going to replace Donald Trump, we're going to grab this individual and make them our nominee because the Democrats did the same and are looking forward, not backwards, so we might as well look forward as well. So to me, it seems what they really need to do is find someone who can point out and compare and contrast their proven record against Donald Trump's record, show where they stood tall, show where they've actually had far more policy success on issues that the Republican populist movement cares about than Donald Trump. So if they didn't make mistakes, such as we saw with Donald Trump during COVID and putting Burks and Fauci up to lead the charge and the lockdowns and other things such as that. But really what you have to do is you have to make sure that you're not indicting the populist movement itself. Because as you and I understand, John, Donald Trump latched himself onto the emergent Republican populist movement. It was there before he ever became a candidate. It was there in 2010 during the Wall Street bailout, so forth. So he puts a red hat on it, calls it his own. But that's not the same. The general is not the Army of the Potomac. And when we looked at 1864, the Democrats nominated General George McClellan as their nominee to beat Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was not popular with the Army of the Potomac. The grizzled veterans were assumed to support McClellan, who they greatly admired because McClellan taught them how to fight. But in the end, they decided that they were going to vote for Lincoln. And the Democrats and other people scratched their head and say, why did these grizzled veterans of the Army of the Potomac vote for Abraham Lincoln over George McClellan? They loved George McClellan. And the answer is very simple. They wanted to win. They had put too much time and effort into fighting for the Union, fighting for emancipation, that they were going to see it through to the end, and they were going to defeat the enemy, and that they were going to save and redeem the Republic and move forward into the future with more liberty and equality amongst our fellow citizens. So when we look at 2024, the choice is very simple for the Republican Party primary electorate. Are you going to stand with the Army of the Potomac and say to Mr. Trump, thank you, we have our admiration, but you do not have our nomination. Thank you for showing us how to fight, showing us the difficulty and the future that is fraught with peril, but we need to win, and we can't win with you as our nominee. It is that simple. And then you go forward and do the one thing Donald Trump has not done, is Donald Trump talks about Make America Great Again, which he cribbed from the Reagan campaign. And that's really superficial because it's not, okay, let's make America great. Number one, America's always been great. It's the government that at times is abysmal. So the American people have always been great. Our free constitutional free republic's always been great. And sometimes we got to get the government out of the way and clean things out and let the people take charge and move forward. Secondly, what makes America great is that we inspire ourselves in the world with what a free people can achieve. Okay, the true strength of America is not in a man. It's not even in a singular movement. It's in the citizenry of the United States, free people and sovereign citizens. So, Mr. Trump, you're a man. I support the movement, and the movement has to win. The country's going to save the free republic in 2024. Thank you for your service. We'll see you in. We'll see you down the road. And that's kind of where we have to go. If you're a challenger. Now, none of these challengers are really doing this, which is why they're lagging in the polls. And Donald Trump is leading all of his challengers, not just singularly. He's got more support in the Republican Party than all of them put together. Now, that shows me that none of them are really doing their job. And I know there's been some wish casting and things like that, but you're just not seeing it. Either you understand the Republican populist movement or you don't. Apparently, Donald Trump at least understands it enough that he can continue to graft onto it and lead it to into 2024. But as you and I have talked, a lot of this depends on what the Democrats do. If the Democrats go with somebody other than Joe Biden, I think Mr. Trump is going to have great difficulty in securing the nomination. Because as you, as a student of history, understand, John, the people who lose the next war are the ones who continue to fight the last war. And if the Republican Party wants to redo 2020 while the Democrats are winning the 2024 election, you're not going to like the result if you're a Republican.
The week after a new round of indictments of Mr. Trump by the Department of Justice Special Counsel, Mr. Smith, we're looking at a situation where when the Democratic nominee changes, the Republican nominee will be more likely to change. Is that how to regard this?
It would be crazy if they didn't, because in the end, the Democrats, if they switch their nominee who actually won in 2020, whatever you think, he's in office now, and the Republicans stay with the guy who was thrown out of office in 2020, regardless of how you think that was done, it doesn't make any sense to stay with the guy who didn't win in 2020. And the Democrats throwing out the guy that they got in 2020 for someone who they think's even better should tell you something. Now, I know a lot of Republicans will sit there and say that it was rigged, it was this, it was that, okay. But you haven't done anything to try to fix that in the interregnum. I've seen the Democrats changing a lot of election laws in places like Michigan and elsewhere. I'm not seeing the Republicans trying to have voter integrity measures put in place in a lot of other places, Georgia being the outstanding example, or that was early on. So I'm not seeing the Trump campaign doing anything with that. I'm not seeing the Trump campaign doing a whole lot with the actual mechanization or the actual groundwork that has to be done. I'm seeing a lot of rallies and things like that, but rallies just, you already got your supporters. You're already preaching to the choir. You got to go evangelize and proselytize and bring new people in. I'm not seeing that. But I would potentially change my mind if somebody in the Trump campaign would just bother to pull Donald Trump versus Gavin Newsom, Donald Trump versus Gretchen Whitmer, Donald Trump versus Susan Rice, anybody. Let's see how Donald Trump fares against anybody except Joe Biden. And for the record, John, Mr. Trump is tied with Joe Biden, who is a singularly unpopular incumbent president at this point in time. And if you're only tied with him now, what is that really telling you?
The Republican Party is not the Democratic Party in the way it makes decisions. It's not top down, is my observation, the way the Democrats can be when they must make a move. Is this something that the Republicans have experience with, having to make a move? If Biden is gone, is there a voice that can step in?
Well, it's going to be up to the challengers to see whether they can rise to the occasion or not. And right now they haven't. Bluntly, they haven't. And so the Republican Party, I remember back during the Tea Party time, I remember telling the Tea Party, you got to start getting ready. You got to start growing up. You got to be starting to look at some of the political aspects of what you're doing, because otherwise you're going to get co-opted and your movement's going to go away and go the way of the dinosaur. And by 2012, the Republican nominee was Mitt Romney. That was in the age of the Tea Party. And where'd the Tea Party go, John? Oh, that's right. They're all hanging out with pterodactyls right now. Now they are, there's a recrudescence of them in the Trump movement. There's a recrudescence of the old Borough Reform Party within the Republican primaries. You're also going to see Democrats voting in the Republican primaries here to get Donald Trump over the top to be their nominee, because they have everything lined up to defeat him. Everything. And so it's up to the Republican grassroots to decide, you know, just like the Army. Do you want to win? Do you just want to stay the course and, you know, just hope for the best? It's not easy to win. And sometimes hard decisions have to be made. And this is one where do you want to be emotionally satisfied and politically suicidal? Or do you want to do what's necessary to defeat the left and save the republic? Because, John, when you talk about those Trump indictments, we're looking at political justice. The Democrats have weaponized the government to oppose. It's basically a banana republic justice out of the DOJ these days for the Democratic Party. This is what they do. They have to be stopped, and you're not going to stop them if you lose in 2024.
Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician, writing at American Greatness. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.